This is Derek Rose. This is Derek Rose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Denny Run.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking
hell! Above all, stay alive. You have no idea.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I have a special report for you that is going to focus on Dr. Peter Hotez, a doctor here in the Houston area where I am right now, as well as Dr. Leanna Nguyen, and more broadly, it's going to focus on the medical establishment, what some might term the medical mafia, the technocracy, the part of our country, the part of our world that believes only scientists and doctors should be trusted in regards to COVID-19 or really any other matter, and that anybody else speaking out about this should be ignored. Over the last year, the American people have faced a barrage of reports exclaiming that the end is near and that COVID-19 is the greatest threat to humanity, that without lockdowns, masks, and vaccines, we will not make it through this. Despite the clear evidence that the lockdowns damage the poorest among us, that masks only offer limited protections, and that vaccines do not slow the spread of COVID, we are now facing calls for limitations of movement, restrictions from public life, and potentially the isolation of those who choose not to abide by these measures. The corporate media and the select members of the medical establishment are choosing to use this current hysteria as an opportunity to shift the narrative, to impress upon the average person that the idea that doctors and scientists are the heroes in this new war in the battle against COVID-19. None but these technocrats, these doctors and scientists, should be trusted, we're told. In fact, anyone who challenges these narratives is facing banning on social media, loss of income, and verbal attacks from the mobs of followers that hang on the every word of this medical mafia. Even doctors and scientists who step out of the approved messaging are becoming targets of this illiberal mob. And this includes Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Mike Yeadon. We could go on and on, Dr. Sam Bailey. I mean, we could list more and more of them that have chosen to speak out. The point is, as you probably know, they have been silenced. So it's not that it's all doctors, that they're all one monolithic thing. There are doctors choosing to speak out. But by and large, those who are not parroting the message of Dr. Hotez and others are facing repercussions. And while there are dozens and dozens of doctors and scientists calling for lockdowns, vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, and the like, none is likely more recognizable than Dr. Peter Hotez, who we'll be focusing on today. This man can be seen across cable news on a daily basis, calling for mandates and warning of the so-called anti-science empire. This report that I'm doing today is an attempt to expose the dangers of the words of Dr. Peter Hotez, Dr. Leanna Nguyen, and more specifically, the danger and the false belief in authority and the worship of science. The true danger lies in what we call the cult of scientism. And hopefully by the end of this report, you guys will know what I'm speaking about. So let's go ahead and dive into this. I want to show you guys a little bit of background about Dr. Peter Hotez, and we are going to use his words specifically today, his words alone, to show people who are tuned in how he is using dangerous rhetoric to push for demonizing those who question vaccines and potentially even treating them as terrorists. This is from Peter Hotez's website, Peter J. Hotez, peterhotez.org. Scientist, researcher, author, and science explainer. He even has a little microscope on his desk, just so you know that he's a scientist, in a bow tie and a lab coat, just in case anybody might forget he is a scientist. So let's dig into some of his recent statements. I'm currently here in Houston, Texas, where I'm originally from. And just this morning, as I'm recording this, the local county judge, Lena Hidalgo, said that Harris County is going to go to the highest COVID threat level. And they are now urging unvaccinated people to stay home. We're moving into the red threat level. And this comes only a week after Dr. Hotez spoke side by side with Lena Hidalgo, saying similar things. Last week, calling for let's all wear masks again, increasing COVID threat level of Harris County to the next level, the orange level. And at this point, Hidalgo and Hotez both said that they are fighting two pandemics, misinformation and, of course, COVID-19. Now, this none of this messaging should be surprising. This has been the messaging we've been hearing for a while. Last week, Hotez said, your luck is about to run out if you're unvaccinated. The point here is that they are making a big, strong effort to really limit people's understanding of what's going on around them and to make it appear as if you choose not to get vaccinated, you are in fact a major threat to people. So let me show you a couple of these headlines. Hidalgo to move Harris County back to highest COVID threat level, urging unvaccinated to stay home. Dr. Hotez, your luck is about to run out if you're unvaccinated. Hidalgo says, let's wear masks again. And again, Hotez saying that we are fighting a vaccine, a pandemic of misinformation about the vaccines. Hotez has been making the rounds. Here he is, smiling with his bow tie and his lab coat, making the rounds, discussing how he's been in a dark place trying to fight misinformation and disinformation about COVID. It put him in a really dark and scary place. And I've literally spent hours reading and listening to every interview he's done, watching his Twitter feed. Him and I have actually had some back and forth recently. He banned me on Twitter for asking him questions, and I've had a mob of his followers coming after me. The point here is that this man is out there making the rounds saying that people who question vaccines are dangerous. I want to show you his exact words, and then we're going to get to some recent published articles from Hotez. This is just a week or so ago. Dr. Peter Hotez, Delta variant like nothing we've seen before, expect a rise in hospitalizations. And guys, I want to kind of preface this by saying, I'm not even getting into the problems with PCR. I'm not even getting into the problems with the way they count cases, they count hospitalizations, and whether or not somebody actually has what they call COVID or if it's some other illness and they attribute it towards COVID. We're going to have to set all those concerns aside for this video. But let's just acknowledge that they do exist. What we're focusing on today, though, is Hotez's words in regards to him fighting misinformation and the solutions that he's calling for. This video is about how Hotez and other doctors like him are a threat to liberty. I took a lot of flack on Twitter for saying that, people saying that I'm endangering the doctor by saying that, by calling him a threat to liberty, and that somehow that makes me a threat to liberty. But let's actually look at what he said here. He's saying that there are three heads. We're going to show this article in just a moment. Three heads that are pushing vaccine misinformation. He says there is aggression coming out of the far right. He says that Russia is responsible. He says conservative cable news outlets are responsible. And this is the sort of three-headed hydra, as he puts it, that we need to be worried about. Now, right here, he says, now that threat is really built up. They're targeting vaccines and targeting prominent scientists. Soon, I'll have an article coming out in the Public Library of Science in PLOS Biology, which we have here, we'll go over in a moment, in which I call this out. It is unacceptable for them to be targeting us. They go after me. They go after Tony Fauci and several others. It's having a chilling effect on American science. That has to stop. Now, here he says, the second head of disinformation monster has been identified by an organization called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Guys, side note, the Center for Countering Digital Hate is not a trustworthy group. This organization has been around for the last year, and many in the alternative media have picked them apart and shown why this organization is not to be trusted. They put out this report about the disinformation dozen that many of us have been, you know, aware of. And most recently, the White House acknowledged this disinformation dozen, as they call them. And Dr. Mercola, Kelly Brogan, Sire G, RFK Jr., people that I have worked with and collaborated with are all under attack and facing this barrage of attack because of the Center for Countering Digital Hate and because of people like Dr. Peter Hotez going on corporate media on a daily basis to push this narrative. So I think it's important to acknowledge that. As we go further, we're about to go into Dr. Hotez's actual articles, but it's important to acknowledge that this messaging is growing because of Dr. Hotez going out on the daily cable news grind and claiming that scientists are under threat. We haven't seen any attacks on scientists. He claims he's gotten angry emails, people sending his office thing, you know, angry letters or whatever. That's all well and good. I'm not saying I endorse that or I support that, but at the end of the day, when you have somebody like Dr. Hotez question vaccines like cyber hackers or terrorists, like we're about to show you, well, then perhaps it might be understandable why people would be offended and be upset about this. So I've already explained who Dr. Hotez is. I've showed you a little bit of his work and his words. Let's go further now and let's actually get to the point here. Is Dr. Hotez a threat to liberty, or is he simply just a concerned doctor, concerned scientist, as most of his supporters would say? They would say, I am some anti-science charlatan. They have said this. They believe I'm just in this to make money and that we're just out here because we are part of the anti-science empire and we're multimillionaires and billionaires, whatever. It's garbage. But let's look at what Hotez has actually said. Let's look at some more of his words. He is a contributor to the Daily Beast. He wrote this article just in June, the unique terror of being a COVID scientist after January 6th. And he basically is saying that the people involved in the January 6th event, whatever you want to call it, are part of the anti-science empire. They're anti-vaxxers, and that this is leading to an attack on scientists. And he goes through some examples of what he sees as the attacks. Here he says, I am also personally threatened by emails, phone calls, and on social media for my views on vaccines, including COVID vaccines. They mostly have far right and even white nationalist leanings telling me about impending attacks from patriots. Now, he is correct that there are these faux patriots out there that are the Trump supporters. What he is incorrect in is assuming that everybody who questions these things must be a Trump supporter. I've seen this in recent days on Twitter that the opposition, because I hate that we have to assume that these people are opposition because they are our brothers and sisters in the human family. But at the end of the day, there is only one side of this discussion advocating limitations of movement, limitations on speech, and generally isolating people. And it's not us. It's the opposing side. It's Hotez and his supporters that are calling for that. But I will acknowledge that there are some right-wing elements who don't like the vaccines, but there are also many people who identify as left who don't fit into the left-right paradigm, who don't identify with the Republicans or the Democrats, who are questioning this. So for Hotez and others to equate that and say that we're all far right is just, it's just silly. Now, I want to make this point here because this is something that Hotez is going to touch on in his papers that we're about to bring up. He mentions often the Russians, Stalin, and totalitarianism. He has been recently trying to equate scientists as the scientists are the true patriots, right? And if we're not careful, authoritarians will try to take over science with their anti-science mentality and use it as a form of authoritarianism. He talks about here how Russian writer Maxim Gorky once commented that without science, democracy has no future. He says Joseph Stalin understood this well and banished scientists to die or face execution in gulags during the time of the Great Purge of the 1930s and the years afterwards. Stalin saw scientists as a threat to his ability to maintain the USSR as a totalitarian state. Purging scientists was on his critical path to total control. It's why also similar authoritarian-led government-led attacks on scientists are now happening in Brazil, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. So what he is trying to say is, the communists, the totalitarians in the past have usurped science and used it as a weapon. And that is true. That is true that has happened throughout history. The Nazis with their eugenic scientists, with their eugenic science, they had scientists promoting that. We were probably told back then to trust the science as well. The Nazis, the communists, and other totalitarians have done this. So Dr. Hotez is attempting to say that him, as a scientist, that he's fighting for real science, and those of us who are questioning the vaccines are actually part of this far-right authoritarianism that is seeking to usurp what science really is. As I'm going to show in just a couple of moments, he actually has that totally backwards. This is him projecting and basically showing that he is the totalitarian, he is the authoritarian, and they're calling us the authoritarians. It's this reverse psychology trying to pretend like they're the good guys when in reality they're using science to push their propaganda. And we can't deny that scientists have been used as pawns throughout history. There were scientists who embraced the eugenics of the Nazis, and the Nazis, let's and brought back to the US to found NASA and other organizations. So yes, scientists can be used as tools for authoritarianism, without a doubt, Dr. Hotez, but that's not what we're doing. That's what you're doing. You're the authoritarians, you're the totalitarians, and you are using science to push this propaganda. Now, this piece made waves a couple of weeks ago from Hotez. Biden battles a triple-headed monster on vaccines. Beating back anti-vaccine disinformation will require a far more ambitious counteroffensive. Now, even just think of the ways that they term those phrases. Now, here's what I want you to focus on. He does the same thing. He says that there are three different ways that we're being, that, you know, anti-science is growing. He says the anti-science disinformation campaign from conservative news outlets and political leaders on the right. He talks about Fox News and others. He said the second is misinformation from the far right, and it's being used to weaponize health communication. And again, he talks about the Center for Countering Digital Hate and the disinformation dozen. He's using the same talking points pretty much everywhere he goes. He even says here, anti-science focused on vaccine was first adopted by the far right in 2015 through a health freedom campaign. Do you see? He's trying to equate anybody who believes in health freedom, individual liberty, bodily autonomy as far right. And that is just not true. That is just not true. And it's just an outright lie. Finally, he says there are state actors. He says the favorite boogeyman, the Russians, are behind this anti-science propaganda. And here's where he gets to the danger of what I'm saying. This is the true danger that is posed by Dr. Hotez. He is trying to equate questioning vaccines. It doesn't matter if people think you had a year, the time for questioning is over. No, we always have the liberty and freedom to ask questions regardless of what you believe. But he is trying to equate the legitimate questioning of vaccines, or even if you think it's illegitimate, it's just people's questioning. It doesn't matter what you think, but he is trying to equate that with terrorism, with cyber hackers. Quote, if the Biden administration is serious about countering anti-vaccine disinformation, it must be willing to take on the empire and launch a counteroffensive. To begin, we must understand that the Department of Health and Human Services and its agencies are ill-equipped to do this alone. Instead, they must seek advice from outside the health sector in order to fully understand the options and levers available to make inroads against this adversary. They must learn from those experienced in combating global threats such as terrorism or cyber attacks. So I just want to pause there for those who told me that I was being hyperbolic or that, no, you're reading into something you want to see. It's not really there. Hotez is not equating, you know, anti-vaxxers, non-vaxxers with terrorism. Then I want you to think about the sentence. What is to be gained by comparing or even just mentioning that we need to learn from those who are experienced with fighting terrorism and cyber attacks? He says again, the health departments in the U.S. must seek advice from outside the health sector in order to fully understand the options available. They must learn from those with experience combating terrorism and cyber attacks. And for that reason, quote, I have recommended to the Biden administration that they immediately establish an interagency task force. And here he links to where he's calling for that. We'll show that in just a second. With the representation from the departments of Justice, Homeland Security, Commerce, State, and Health and Human Services. So he's right there saying, like, we need to create a new government agency that includes people who have experience in fighting terrorism and cyber attacks. Why would you even mention that if your goal was not to equate those questioning vaccines with terrorists and cyber criminals? And here's one of his papers, Anti-Science Kills, From Soviet Embrace of Pseudoscience to Accelerated Attacks on Biomedicine. And this is where we're going to get into several of Peter Hotez's papers here. I have another one from February 2021, America's Deadly Flirtation with Anti-Science and the Medical Freedom Movement. His most recent one, just published in the last couple of days, Mounting Anti-Science Aggression in the U.S. And all of these are important to look at. Let's start with this one. You'll notice that he uses a lot of the same talking points, but let's just get to his conclusion. The devastating COVID pandemic of 2020 will soon exceed 100 million global cases and 2 million deaths. I don't recognize those numbers. We must recognize how the virus had considerable help launching a broadside attack on our global health. An anti-science disinformation campaign of unprecedented magnitude led by both multinational corporations and some governments, especially the Russian and US governments, fuels the pandemic. It represents a legacy going back to Russia since the Great Purge of the 1930s and 40s. And there he goes again, trying to say, this is what the totalitarians do. They try to come for the science. But instead, those of us who understand what's really going on, it is that the totalitarians are already in control and they are using science to demonize anybody who questions them. And at the same time, portraying themselves as the defenders of science. So there is now an urgency to develop an array of COVID vaccines and other interventions, but ultimately, the solutions through biomedicine won't be sufficient to halt the spread of COVID-19. We must simultaneously dismantle anti-science. What does that mean? What does he mean by dismantling anti-science? He gives us some examples. He's calling for an interagency. Let me just pull it up. In the U.S., deconstructing anti-science would require shaping an interagency government task force, which might include representatives from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's the same statement he made in the Daily Beast piece. The interagency task force could also recommend a comprehensive initiative to fight anti-science through implementing relevant programs. It might include doctoral and postdoctoral education. Potentially, here we go, such efforts might include combating creationism. Creationism. I don't know what creationism. So if you believe in creationism, they want to combat that, or other forms of pseudoscience as they become increasingly mainstream. In respect, there are several efforts to introduce this legislation and on this front in several states. And he goes through some example. Let's look at his other paper here from February 2021, America's Deadly Flirtation with Anti-Science and the Medical Freedom Movement. Let's go down here. He gives some history of what he sees as the health freedom in America going back to Samuel Thompson in the 1700s and 1800s. And I think that's important. It's important for people to understand that you are not alone, that this is not a modern thing, that people have questioned the safety of vaccines and various health measures for a long time. Sometimes we recognize that some measures are safe. Sometimes we recognize that they're not safe. But you don't gain that awareness by shutting people up and not allowing them to ask questions. Now let's get here to this statement from Hotez under his section on health freedom. He says, medical and health freedom and its anti-science tenets represent grave threats to the American public. Think about that. Medical and health freedom, according to this man, represent threats to public health. We must urgently seek broad and innovative solutions that tap guidance and expertise in multiple areas. For example, we might consider a federal interagency task force across several branches of the U.S. government in order to identify new levers. There he is again, that same talking point. This is what he's been saying all over the media. We need a new federal interagency task force made up of multiple different branches of U.S. government to focus on combating health freedom and medical freedom. Quote, these might extend beyond the standard approaches focused on amplifying pro-vaccine advocacy, instead driving harder to remove nefarious anti-science internet content and other forms of harmful communication. We cannot afford a status quo now thwarting desperate efforts to save lives. So in this case, he's now calling for removing content from the internet that is, as he terms it, anti-science. In the previous one, he was talking about we might need to create this new interagency task force, that we need to start focusing on the people who are promoting this. And again, he used the word learn from people who are used to fighting terrorism and cyber attacks. This is his own words right here. We're going to show learn from those experiences in combating global threats such as terrorism or cyber attacks. So he is, in his own words, equating people who question COVID vaccines, who believe in health, medical freedom, bodily autonomy, with terrorists. I mean, he's all but just saying that. And I'll show you in just a moment. He actually retweeted somebody on his Twitter account about me, calling me a domestic terrorist. But we'll save that for a moment. Here's his most recent paper, Mounting Anti-Science Aggression in the United States. And we're not going to have to bother reading it. I will link this to you guys, but it's the same points. He just keeps making these same points. And this is where he is really drilling down and trying to say that him and his scientific buddies is a scientific elite, because there's a difference. We should stop to take a moment to recognize there's a difference between science, the scientific method, and the cult of scientism. The cult of scientism is, as it sounds, a cult that pushes a dogma, not pushes learning and updating information and gathering data and listening to people. Because as a journalist, I'm not a scientist, but I can listen to people. I can hear their anecdotes. I can report on that, and I can encourage other people to investigate it. And if we have real open journalism and science, they will investigate people's claims, people's reports of injuries, rather than demonizing them as far right, as, you know, just dangerous people. So in this, though, he does his best to try to say that what we're witnessing, as he has done in these other papers I've shown you, witnessing is the totalitarians trying to take over science, just completely oblivious to how his actions are totalitarian. He gives an example in the 1941 essay, Science in the Totalitarian State, outlines details using the examples of Nazism under Hitler, fascism under Mussolini, and Marxism and Leninism. And he goes in and says that under Stalin, the study of genetics and relativity physics were treated as dangerous Western theories because they were in conflict with the social philosophies of the state. And now he's trying to say that similar things are happening in Hungary and in Brazil. And I'm not here to deny whether those things are or not happening. But my point here is that he is sitting here propping himself up as the defender of democracy and the defender of science and claiming that, again, in summary, the aggression against science and scientists in America arises from three sources. And he's saying far-right members of Congress, conservative news outlets, and a group of thought leaders who provide intellectual underpinnings to fuel the first two elements. This is his, let me show you, this is his little diagram. You got far-right America First people in U.S. Congress, conservative news outlets, conservative public intellectuals, and that equals aggression against science or U.S. scientists. Now, of course, again, he's just considering everybody who questions these things. We must be far-right, right? Clearly, we don't have opinions. This isn't a diverse movement of people from around the political spectrum or people who totally reject the political spectrum. We all must be far-right. Now, what are his solutions this time? To begin, the following steps must be considered. The president of the U.S., together with science leaders at the federal agencies, should prepare and deliver a robust, public, and highly visible statement of support. No big deal. Go out there. Biden, you want to say you support scientists? Go for it. However, don't lie and falsely pretend that the scientists are under attack now because there's this, you know, well-funded anti-science empire, which doesn't really exist. He tries to make it seem like those of us who are questioning things that we're receiving talking points, we're Russian bots, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here we go. This is what's been making waves lately, because so far I've shown you that Dr. Peter Hotez has been calling for an interagency federal government task force to focus on you and other people who question the safety of COVID vaccines or masks or lockdowns. He's also become a proponent of vaccine passports and saying that they might be useful. He is telling people your time is up. You need to get vaccinated. He is saying that we need to learn from people who focus on terrorism and cyber hackers, essentially equating those who question vaccines with criminals. And now here he goes. He says we should look at expanded protection mechanisms for scientists currently targeted by far-right extremism. He said these protections that exist need to be extended for scientists at private research universities and institutes. And finally, still another possibility is to extend federal hate crime protections. What does that mean? He wants it to be a hate crime to question him or Dr. Fauci or other researchers out there. And as we well know, hate crimes itself is already a slippery slope. It's already difficult to determine what exactly makes something a hate crime. The state will determine that. And if what you say offends somebody, well, then it might be a hate crime. If your words are offensive, it might qualify as a hate crime. These are things that we need to consider. This man is out there saying that if you are questioning vaccines, if you are questioning the passports, the lockdowns, and the like, then you are a danger, that you are a danger to the people, not him. He is saying that we need to form a task force. We need to learn from people who fight terrorism and cyber criminals. We need to consider federal hate crime protections. And he is trying to say that those who are questioning these things are the equivalent of the Nazis or the totalitarians or the fascists, etc., when in fact it is Dr. Hotez and his ilk that are the ones who are illiberal and who are trying to silence people and trying to shut up Americans and shut up people around the world. I'm going to show you a couple other points as we start to wrap up here. Look, for whatever it's worth, Dr. Peter Hotez did get his degree from Rockefeller University. Let me go back here. Where is his homepage? Well, we'll pull it up in just a second. Here, let me pull it up. peterhotez.org. And you can see for yourself, Rockefeller University in 1986. Thing. But even if you don't think that means something, let's say that doesn't mean much to you. Let's say the Rockefeller University, Rockefeller Foundation, doesn't mean much to you. Let's look at this. The American Medical Association. American Medical Association publishes the Journal of the Medical of the American Medical Association. What about their ties to Rockefellers? This is coming from sourcewatch.org. As they point out here, In the early half of the 20th century, pharmaceutical petrochemical giants organized a coup on medical research facilities, hospitals, and universities. The Rockefeller family sponsored research and donated sums to universities and medical schools which had drug-based research. They further extended this policy to foreign universities and medical schools where research was drug-based through their International Education Board. Establishments and research which were not drug-based were refused funding and soon dissolved in favor of lucrative pharmaceutical industry. This is history that many of you know. This is something that I'm going to be going deeper in the next season of The Pyramid of Power. My point here is just to show that, look, it should mean something that this doctor, who is a mouthpiece, who is going on all of the mainstream media, graduated from Rockefeller University. We know that the Rockefellers have spent hundreds of millions, if not billions at this point, within the medical industry and within the pharmaceutical industry. Okay, so you can try to dismiss that all you like, but I think it is a pertinent point. Let's go to one other point here. This shows you that the Gates Foundation gave $18 million to the Albert B. Sabin Vaccine Institute for an agreement. And this was back in, let's see if we got a year on this one, 2000, back in the year 2000, right? So a long time ago, and lead researcher on this project receiving a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was Dr. Peter Hotez, who was newly appointed chair of the department at that time. And as they say, an internationally recognized medical parasitologist. And he was working on identifying vaccine candidates through cutting edge genetic techniques. So my point with showing this is, does that automatically taint Dr. Hotez? No, I think the things I showed you prior to this are more relevant, but I want to put that out there as well, that Dr. Hotez did graduate from Rockefeller University, that in the year 2000, for whatever it's worth, Dr. Hotez did receive a project he was working on, did receive $18 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. To those of you who think that Bill and Melinda Gates are trustworthy, great people, that might not mean anything to you. And I'm not going to sit here and spend this video trying to convince you. But to those of us who've done the research, we understand that the Rockefellers have corrupted the medical industry for a long time now. And having a doctor who is serving as a mouthpiece, going on all the daily mainstream corporate media with those connections, it's not surprising. Again, does that automatically mean that he is a part of the plan? I don't think so. But when you put it in the context of everything we know about him, I think it's clear. But this is not just about Dr. Peter Hotez. I want to take you back to a report I did in early July. The predator class is ramping up the mandatory vaccination propaganda. And I want to show you guys this short clip that I put together here where I discuss Dr. Leanna Nguyen and the problems with her. I'm going to play you this short clip and then we're going to wrap up because I want you to see it's Dr. Hotez, but it's also Dr. Leanna Nguyen. And it's also the medical establishment itself. At the end of the day, it's the cult of authority, the cult of scientism, the blind worship of authority. So check this clip out real quick. Public, aka government tyranny. So let's talk a little bit more about Dr. Leanna Nguyen. Let's see if I can pull this up. She is going around writing this article for Washington Post. Here she is on Twitter just a couple days ago. Joining Wolf Blitzer on CNN, increasing vaccinations is hard, and I commend the Biden administration for committing to it. They won't make enough progress, though, unless they change their approach. She says being vaccinated is not just about individual choice, and she links to her opinion piece that I was just talking about. So again, it's not about individual choice, guys. Your individual choice doesn't matter. This is for the good of the collective, so screw your individual choice. So that was 2 days ago, and here she is. She was on Wolf Blitzer, as I said. I haven't been able to find the clip. Discussing this opinion piece, trash that she wrote. And she said, quote, the Joe Biden administration has to stop talking about vaccines as an individual choice. If you're vaccinated, it also matters whether the people around you are vaccinated. So there she is spreading that again. And then this was just yesterday, speaking with a different journalist, a wannabe journalist on CNN. And she says, quote, to increase COVID vaccinations, we need to make being vaccinated the easy choice and being unvaccinated the hard one. You guys hear that? We need to make being vaccinated the easy choice. Oh, I don't know. How would you do that? Maybe by giving it away for free, promoting it everywhere, having celebrities promoting it, offering millions of dollars and cupcakes and brownies and fries and hamburgers and lap dances and everything else, and telling people they're going to lose their jobs if they don't get it. I think you're already doing that, but they don't think that's enough. They want to keep going. This doctor, Leanna Nguyen, says we need to make it easy to be vaccinated and hard to be unvaccinated. That's what she's saying. There should be vaccine requirements at more workplaces. And then she says those opting out, they need, say, twice weekly testing.
So yeah, you can still work, but you got to get tested twice a week. And let's look at another home run from her, Dr. Leanna Wynn. This is just so you know where she stands. This is a month ago after Fauci's emails came out. She says, with all the talk over Dr. Fauci's emails, let's remember that he is one of the world's leading infectious disease specialists who was instrumental in bringing us the COVID vaccines. His calm, steady voice was crucial at this time of great confusion. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Okay, so that's the woman that's out there right now publishing a opinion piece. And that's, and, you know, it's not just an opinion piece. We all got opinions, right? But not all of our opinions get posted on the Washington Post. That probably is in the print edition today. I don't know if anybody even still buys print newspapers, especially the Washington Post. But there are definitely some boomers out there who read it and who probably took it all in and think it's a great idea. Oh, yeah, opinion, vaccine should be mandatory. And that's being promoted everywhere. See it.
I think you guys probably heard enough from that report. Hopefully in that brief couple of moments, you can see, though, that some of the same concerns I have with Dr. Hotez exist with Dr. Leanna Wynn. She was out there making dangerous calls for, you know, really targeting people. And it's definitely not something that we should just sit back and accept. Dr. Leanna Wynn is also somebody who is part of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum are the same people pushing the Great Reset agenda. And she is out there, just like Hotez, being a mouthpiece for this, saying that people who don't get the vaccine need to be separated, you know, just really putting dangerous ideas into the public sphere. I will put that link to that full report if you want to catch up on that. But I want to wrap up by saying this. Again, this is not a threat on Dr. Peter Hotez, Dr. Leanna Wynn. This is not a call to violence or any of that sort. This is simply saying these are people out there speaking in the public sphere, and they are saying dangerous things. And we shouldn't just ignore that they are saying these things, because this is what your friends, your family, and other members of the public are hearing. They are hearing these messages, and they believe that you and I are the problem. Those who either don't want vaccines now, maybe want them later, don't want them ever, have questions, want to change the schedule, whatever your situation is, it's not my business, because I believe you have the choice to decide what you put in your body and what you should do for yourself, even when we're being told there is a global pandemic taking place. This is something they want to take away from you, to propagandize the people, to push and push and push until you have no more freedoms, no more liberties. And once they set this precedent that they can get in your body and they can say that you can be mandated to take this vaccine or even lock you out of society so that you can't participate, that precedent will be established and they will use it over and over again. They're already talking about boosters. Hotez is already saying you might want to get a third mRNA vaccine. And now the push is for the vaccine passports, which we're seeing are being protested in parts of Europe and different parts of the world. They're pushing the idea that you shouldn't be able to go to the restaurants, the grocery stores, the markets, bars, whatever. And I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I've been warning about this since at least April 2020, that this is the direction it's headed. Because for those who get what's going on, you understand this isn't about COVID-19. This is about control. This is about a larger agenda. And I know anybody who's tuned in right now who doesn't get it probably thinks I'm crazy already. I don't care. If you can't see what's happening, I'm sorry for you. But I'm simply here to warn those with eyes and ears to pay attention to what they are doing. They are demonizing you. They are trying to equate you and your actions and your questioning to terrorism, to cyber hacks. And it is only going to get worse. I promise you, it is only going to get worse until we push back. Until we push back. What does that look like? It doesn't look like violence. It doesn't look like going after and targeting scientists. This is not what I'm calling for. What it does look like is basically pushing back in this way, pushing back against them, pushing back against their message. This is an information war. We should absolutely recognize that's one of the few things Alex Jones got right. This is an information war that we are waging, and we need to realize that the way to combat them is to call out these spokesmen like Dr. Peter Hotez, to call out these people like Leanna Wynn, to call out the people who continue to push this message. Again, Dr. Hotez, I'm sitting here looking at, let me just show you guys real quick. I'm scrolling through his Twitter feed. I have to use a different browser, not logged in because I was banned by Dr. Hotez. But they are using this messaging to try to convince the world that we are dangerous. Friends, do you see this? Do you recognize this? They are trying to convince the world that we are dangerous people for asking questions about this. If you scroll through this man's feed, you can see the message that he's putting out there. You can see that he loves to champion whenever people pat him on the back and tell him how brave he is. He likes to go out in public with his bow tie and his microscope on the desk and his glasses and his lab coat and be the face. They couldn't have put together a more clever marketing campaign if they tried. My guess is that Peter Hotez is, you know, if he wants to throw around accusations that we're being funded by the Russians, I think he's probably is being funded, whether covertly or, you know, through some kind of difficult to track chain of money, to be the marketing spokesman for the vaccine, to go out here and push this message. They have realized that people appreciate him. People do like him. People in the mainstream, they look to him and they see him as a hero. I mean, just go through his Twitter feed. I'm just scrolling through there and you can see all these different supports and you can see he's getting comments in the New York Times. He's on CNN pretty much every day on a different show. And he is out there pushing this idea, guys. I'm scrolling through this so that as I wrap up, I can show you that he has been retweeting things, equating terrorism, equating what I am calling out, equating me saying I want to put a report out on him as terrorism. He literally tweeted the other day saying that by me saying I'm going to report out, put a report called Dr. Peter Hotez is a threat to liberty, was a danger to him, is a danger to him. And this is not about me, because as a journalist, I'm not here to make myself the story. But without a doubt, if they're going to come for me for speaking out, then they're going to come for you for speaking out. They'll come for all of us. And the fact that they have convinced people here in the Houston area where I live, where I'm originally from, that Dr. Hotez is the hero and people like me are dangerous, that is a very bad step. Here you can see right here, friends, he retweeted somebody saying, hold these people accountable for their filth before something terrible happens. Because I said this week, I'll be releasing my report on how Hotez is a threat to liberty for us all. Now, let me show you even further. I'm sorry to waste your time for doing this, but I want to end the report by showing you guys this. It's important to see. Look, he is trying to equate you with terrorism. He is trying to equate questioning the vaccines with terrorism. And he is doing daily reports. I'm just one journalist who's been censored by YouTube, been censored by Twitter, been censored by Facebook. And for questioning these things, I get my credibility challenged. I get told I'm not a journalist because I choose to question this man. Here you go, right here. This is the tweet I was looking for. This is Dr. Hotez saying, this won't go well, as if I don't have enough aggression directed towards me. That was his response to me saying I was going to do a report about him. And here's somebody saying, this is a total disgrace. It's domestic terrorism. And Dr. Hotez retweeted that. He's willing to retweet somebody saying that I'm going to put a report about him is domestic terrorism. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about the language they're using and what they're trying to accomplish here, then I don't know what to tell you. I didn't intend for this report to be 40 minutes long, and I really wish it was shorter, but I feel like I needed to go through and dissect everything that he has said and show you. So please, if this report's too long, cut out the sections that are relevant to you, clip them, put them out there in the world and get people to listen. We need people to pay attention more than ever. They are working night and day to make it seem like questioning the vaccines, standing up for health freedom and medical freedom is terrorism. And it's not going to stop, my friends. It is going to get worse because of these people. We need to call them out at every turn. I have the Twitter mob on me because I called them out. If we keep challenging them, it's going to get more difficult, but it's going to be more important than ever. These people, the white lab coats, the dangerous cult of scientism, and the appeal to authorities need to be challenged. It doesn't matter if you have a degree on your wall or letters next to your name. You are worth your own life. You are worthy. Your thoughts matter, your questions matter, and they want you to believe it doesn't matter, that only the people with the letters next to the name, only the people with the degrees should be trusted. But you have questions, I have questions, and we should never stop asking those questions. Thank you guys for listening. Please do share this broadcast. Find more of our work at theconsciousresistance.com. And until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Brose. Derek Brose. Derek Brose. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in San Juan.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost.